terms of the loch of Kisi Adam, Shulchan Aruch, it says that in Yehudayim Chavches, it says Tzorach Shiye Lamata Ofer Tichuach, the Tzorach Lazminu Bepeh. That when you do Kisi Adam, there has to be soft earth underneath, and then the Tzorach Lazminu Bepeh, designated. And then the Yesh Omer says that you don't have to do that. She'ein od tzorach. So the mokah for this is the Gemara Chulon Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Am Reb Zeila Hashoch et tzorach Shitin Ofel Lamata for Ofel Lamala. Shenema v'shofach es damo v'chiselchu ba'afa. And Tosis there says, v'masu tzorach, that the Ofer Shalamala is a mitzvah that he has to give. And what the Gemara says, the Tosis says, imkiso haruach v'niskala, and the wind covered it, and then it became uncovered again. So yichayv lachasos. But if but the offal amata, the dirt underneath, he doesn't have to put it himself. But if that, as long as there's, there is offer there, it's as if he put it. V'hodam min l'etoy says, the mezamne l'kulei piska to offer. In other words, he has to be mazmin and designate the dirt underneath as well. So he says, "Heine b'makom shahayu karka kosher." It wasn't offer tichuach. It was hard ground. Avum yesham offer tichuach ein tzorach lasos klum. However, Rashi there says that even if it's offer tichuach underneath, you have to be mazmin b'keh. And the Beis Halevi in his Tshuvas in Chelek Beis, Simin Yudalek explains the machlokes Rashi and Tosis is what's the loch of offer lamata? Is that part of the mitzvah's kisui? Just like the of lamala, and therefore you have to be mazmin mint or not. It's only a tnai in the mitzvah kisui. So Rashi's opinion that the of lamata is an essential part of the ma'aseh mitzvah of the mitzvah kisui, and therefore you have to put off of the lamata, mamish, or you have to be mazmin and prepared, designated. And Tosis' opinion is that it's only a tnai, the off lamata. It's not part of it's a maisa hamitzah. And therefore, if there is already off a tichuach underneath, you don't have to do anything. So we have a machloikas according to the Beis Halevi, Rashi, and Tosis, is the off lamata part of the maisa hamitzah? But it's a tonight that you have to afla mala. Af kamina, you have to be mazmin. So the Rav said there's also machlekes rishonim what the nusach of the broch of kisi adam is. The Tur says that the broch is al kisi dam be'afa. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita and Perek Yudalet, he leaves out the word be'afa. So it would seem the Rav said that this is also the machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur, that the Tur who says that you have to mention be'offer, so that's because the offer is an essential part of the Maisa Mitzvah of Kisi Adam, and therefore it has to be mentioned in the bracha. However, the Rambam's opinion is that the offer lamata, the earth underneath, is only halacha in the Kima Mitzvah. But it's not an essential part of the Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't have to be mentioned in the Bracha. Or we could say, in terms of this, in terms of the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, that if he shechs, and there was no offer lamata, so the Rashba says that you have to scrape off the dam and put it on top of the earth, so it'll be of lamata of tichuach, and then you cover it up with of tichuach, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kovches Sif Sufsayin. However, the Ra'or in Berak HaBayis is masig on this, and he says that it's only the dam that's on the sakin that you have to be scrape it off to be goririk, as the Gemara says in Chulon Daf Pei Gimel, because it's sofa li notel misham, because it ultimately it'll fall off and be separated from the knife, the sakin. But the dam fell on the karka, and it's not sofa li notel, so you don't have to be goririk. Let's shape it off. And the Ra'or but the Ra'or says that even if there's no offer tichoach lamata, you don't have to be goy with the dam. So that needs pshat. So the Rav said that in the halacha, the chesaron of kisa dam without offer lamata, if the chesaron isn't just in the kima mitzvah, because you need offer lamata as well, or is it halacha again? Is it just a chesaron the kima mitzvah, or is it halacha that's not considered a ma'aser kisui at all? That without offer both lamata and lamala, it's not considered as the dam is mechusa. So this may be the machlokes between the Ra'or and the Rashba. That the Ra'or holds that if it's mechusa lamala, it's considered mechusa. But if it's not mechusa, the lamata, that's a chesaron in the kima mitzvah. And therefore, as long as it's mechusa lamala, you don't have to be girded. Scrape it off if it's sofili notel, because even though he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of kisi adam, but nonetheless the dam is not exposed, it's not megula, and it's considered like kisu haruach. And if it's kisu haruach but it wasn't what's exposed afterwards, so as long as it's mechusa, there's no mitzvah to milchaset another time. Because sof kol sof, at this point now, it's mechusa, it's covered. However, the Rashba is of the opinion that if there's no offer lamata, it's not considered mechusa at all. So it's deficient in terms of in the etzem maisa mitzvah kisui. And therefore, you have to be godo, Agabe afet tichuach to be mechasid. And it could be that both the Rambam, the Rav said, and the Tur, the Tur and the Rambam disagree about this issue, about what's the locha of lamata. That the Rambam holds that of lamata is a chelik in etzim mitzvah kisui. Even though he thinks it's part of the etzem mitzvah kisui, nonetheless, you don't have to mention it in the nusach habracha, because we don't mention prote mitzvah in the bracha. However, the Tur thinks that without offer lamata, it's a chesaron not only the kima mitzvah of kisui adam, but also in the etzem maisa of kisui. And without kis, without dam lamata, it's not considered mechusa, and therefore it's necessary to mention be'ofa as part of the nusach habracha, because the bracha has to define the etzemitza, which is to be mechasa both lamala and lamata.